SOP 262, you know, I always talk about delivering your content in whatever format people want it, and today we're going to learn about Stitcher.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come listen to me talk about podcasting. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all of the above. And I've said in the past, as I said at the beginning of the show, we talk about really getting your content in whatever format to your audience. And today I've got an interview with someone from Stitcher. And with that, I'm just going to cut right to the interview. All right, well, joining me on the phone, she is the Senior Partnership Manager for Stitcher Smart Radio, Rachel Eaton. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Glad to be here.
And, you know, I'll give you the story here. I got interviewed on the Mr. Media podcast, and we were talking about different ways that people are now getting their podcast. And he says, yeah, I'm all about Stitcher. Have you been into Stitcher? And I'm like, you know, I kind of downloaded the app. I haven't really sniffed it a whole lot. And he's like, oh, you got to get into Stitcher. It's really, really cool. So I started, you know, I went to your website. I was reading your blog and saw where it's, you know, going to be going into cars and all sorts of crazy stuff. And I was like, all right, I got to find somebody from Stitcher to come tell us what Stitcher's about. So why don't we just start with that? What is Stitcher?
Stitcher is, first and foremost, a mobile app, a free mobile application for your iPhone, Android phone, Palm, and BlackBerry devices. And it, you know, a lot of people call us the Pandora of talk. And that's good company to be in these days, certainly. And also, it's kind of a simple way to put it. We have algorithms in place that creates recommendations based on what you like to listen to. We create stations around topics, also around sources, and we have over 5,000 talk-based programs available on Stitcher, all on demand.
Very cool. See, I didn't know you did. I just looked at it and was like, wow, there's podcasts here. I didn't realize so much was going on behind the scenes.
Under the curtains, yeah, for sure. It's a pretty sophisticated algorithm at place, and you know, right now, except on the Android device, it's pretty undercurrent that you're being fed these shows that are like similar shows that you enjoy, you know, others enjoy listening to. But it will be a little more proactive in an upcoming release of the iPhone. It's already, as I mentioned, it's already in place on the Android device, where it says listeners also like, and then you can make your next listening choice based on that.
Well, I was using that today. I actually started. I was like, you know what? Let's dive into the Stitcher app here. And I love the fact that I was listening to an internet marketing podcast, and then it popped up like four other ones that I had never heard of. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so it's a very cool feature that way.
It is, yeah. It's great. The content discovery part is really huge, and it's great for then, you know, partner content providers who are on the platform and listeners alike. Just the content discovery aspect of it.
Well, so who should be using this? I know it's kind of a silly question, but who's it kind of geared towards?
Geared to everybody on the go and anybody with a smartphone, but also, you know, we are, as you mentioned before, and we can talk more about this, we are in some car dashboards, and also, you know, there is a web interface. It's not really as sophisticated as the mobile applications. So it's really geared for anyone who likes to listen to talk content, radio content, but they're on the go and they're not always behind the wheel of their car, or they're not always, you know, at their desk at work able to stream. But, you know, most of our listening is done by the commuter.
Well, so I didn't even know that. So if I want to go to Stitcher.com, I can actually log into my account and still have all my favorites and everything right there on a website as well. So if I, for whatever reason, my phone's dead or whatever, I can use the website?
Yep, you will. You can get your account there. You should make the changes on your phone, mm-hmm. but you can certainly access everything from the website.
Awesome.
Now, it doesn't make the recommendations on the website. So, as I mentioned, it's a little less sophisticated, but it's certainly everything is available.
Gotcha. Now, I know on the website you mentioned about how, you know, Stitcher can actually help podcasters monetize their podcast. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with content providers from, you know, large media companies like Fox and CNBC, Wall Street Journal, to every independent podcaster as well who wants to get their content up on Stitcher. There is a place on our website under the content provider form. We've just launched a partner portal, which kind of backed up our onboarding new partners, but we're getting all caught up in the next few weeks here. And it's a great service where you can see all of your listening metrics on the Stitcher platform, you know, manage all your shows from there. But then also, as we also offer an affiliate program for all content providers as well after they've been on the service. They do have to have been on the service for 30 days. And then they are qualified for our affiliate program, which they are able to help us promote Stitcher, and we'll pay per download with a, you know, providing a promotion code for each show.
Very cool. Awesome.
Now, yeah, it is cool.
Now, do you then, so obviously you have sponsors, and you then insert the advertising. Is that like a pre-roll kind of thing, or how does the advertising come in?
The advertising right now is just banners over the content, so it's just display banners. There is no audio. There are no audio ads, and there will never be audio ads that you know, cut into any programming.
Ah, that's cool. So they don't really mess with your actual podcast. It's the advertising is on the phone, so that's that little itty-bitty banner at the bottom of the screen.
Exactly. It does. Yeah, there's nothing cuts into any existing file. So, right, there's no, your show remains completely intact, including any advertisers that you have.
Right, so it's obviously not exclusive. So if you want to promote, you know, in my case, I promote my book, I promote my website, that it just, you take it as is and you know, don't mess with it.
Exactly.
Awesome, very cool. See, somehow I thought that you guys were going to insert advertising into my file, because I know you do something to make it more stream friendly. I somehow load them on your servers. Is that, can you get a little more elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's right. So we do, you know, from your RSS feed, we do pull the most recent files. You know, our processor goes through, and every 20 minutes it's picking up the files, so things are uploaded very quickly. And we do compress it to a mono file in order for it to stream very effectively and efficiently over the mobile networks, kind of, you know, reducing it in size, but maintaining the quality. It's still, most people don't, you know, notice any sound quality difference at all. And then so it's easily streamed over and, you know, using less bandwidth, using less memory. It's just a better user experience to kind of reduce the file. And so we are doing that, but we do not mess with the file in any other way except for reprocessing it. Where we would potentially add audio would be around, as in pre-roll, which I think you mentioned.
Right. And you're saying you're not doing that now, or is that something you might do in the future? Or
it is something we might do in the future. When we, you know, once we start rolling out our, you know, direct ad sales team,
gotcha.
It is something that we would do, but it's, you know, we're still a bit of a ways out from that. So for now, it's just the banner advertisements over the, you know, just over the display.
Gotcha. Well, how long has Stitcher been around?
Stitcher has been around for about 3 years. We were actually an app before there was an iTunes App Store, if you can believe it. So kind of a grandfather in the world of apps, but still young and with tons of new things coming out and lots of learning from our podcasters and our listeners and lots of growth still that we're planning for.
Well, I guess the other question I should probably ask, since you guys basically pull my audio every 20 minutes, every podcaster has done this. You upload a show and you're you know, everything's good to go, and you download it onto your iPod or whatever you listen to, and there's a big mistake at the 2 minute mark. So you fix it and then you upload the new one. How does that work with you guys? Do I just send an email and say, hey, can you take this down, or is it somehow going to, would it repopulate with the, would it know that, hey, I've got a new file here, and replace it, or how would that work?
If you rename it exactly, it would, as the old one, you would. Otherwise, you could just always you know, ping me and say, hey, take it down, and we delete the old file. If you, you know, in order for it to upload and replace it, it would have to be named exactly the same with the extension name and everything.
Okay.
But you could, we can always delete it on our end. But otherwise, you're right. It would just go, you know, replace, it would just bring the old one, the mistake version, down to the second place. So we do carry five episodes of each show,
mm-hmm.
The most recent and then the four past.
Gotcha. That's cool. Now, the other time I heard about Stitcher, there's a comedian named Greg Fitzsimmons. And
sure.
For some reason, he had a cow mm-hmm. that his podcast had appeared on Stitcher. And it sounds like you guys were great. He said, hey, can you take me off? And you guys did. What was his big issue?
His issue was that we were not giving enough visibility into the listening information. So essentially, you know, harder to report. There's a fairly and sizable audience growing on Stitcher. So, and until we had the partner portal in place, it wasn't that easy to get your reports. You know, we had to manually send them along to each different provider.
Wow.
But now we have the content provider portal in place. So every partner has now or has received or will be receiving over the next few weeks their credentials to access all their information so they can pull it themselves. And it's, you know, they're totally authorized numbers that advertisers do accept.
Well, and it's,
so that was the beef before, but hopefully we have answered that.
Okay, because the thing that, and I've seen that back end, it's really cool because it gives you something that other companies can, and it more or less lets you know how long somebody listened to your podcast. And,
right.
And I can see that, you know, whatever, 70% listen to the end or things like that. And then the one, like, spec on the far right-hand column, I don't have my thing up in front of me. It's like the number, what is it, the number of percentage people that listen less than 15 seconds? Is that what that means?
It's that's a completion rate for people listening for more than 15 seconds. So essentially it's looking at your real, you know, someone who's really tuned in.
Okay.
Because since there's a lot of exploration on the Stitcher app, mm-hmm. we want to kind of drill down a little deeper to give you more of your pure audience, if that makes some sense, and take away. So you receive both of the numbers, but it kind of eliminates just the casual
right.
scroller.
Gotcha. Okay. And then are there any kind of, like, criteria that, so I'm a podcaster, I want to get mm-hmm. my podcast on Stitcher. Do I have to meet any kind of criteria?
We do just take a quick, we take a listen to the shows for audio quality. So, you know, because we are reducing the file a bit, it should be a pretty good quality at the start. And that's one of the requirements. The other requirement, it's just, we do take explicit language and stuff, but we don't take, there's some things that are questionable content, but that's rare. We do accept nearly all content and programming.
Gotcha. And the one thing, I think I have this right. At this point, it's not so much like an iTunes or an RSS feed catcher. It's basically if somebody's podcast isn't on Stitcher, I can't add them to it. Is that correct?
Right, right. We do and are, you know, actively making sure we have agreements with every content provider, you know, through that portal that they can sign off, you know, that they have accepted that Stitcher can distribute the content, especially based on the way we do distribute it. So, and then we try to work with the partner to promote the shows, get them more listening on Stitcher, and then, like we talked about with that affiliate program, give them the option to monetize their podcast by helping to promote Stitcher. So it's hopefully like a great two-way street. But we take listener requests and then make outbound requests to try to get new providers on board as well. So if there's a show that's missing that you'd like to hear, you can write into content. We do our best to reach out to them and add them as well.
Gotcha. Because I know I actually just got an email today from one of my other podcasts. It was like, hey, we're Stitcher. What do you think? Kind of thing. I was like, oh, cool. Can you have multiple shows under one account? Or if I have multiple podcasts, do I have to have multiple logins?
No, you can have multiple shows under an account.
Cool.
Yeah.
That makes life easy.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm a podcaster. I sign up and I want to be, you know, like a partner program. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's a contract for that. I looked over it today. It seemed pretty basic. Just, you know, this is, you know, basically you're expected to mention Stitcher every now and then and maybe have a banner on your website. And from a podcast standpoint, you need to, you know, obviously make sure that, you know, your podcast isn't illegal and have things that you don't own and, you know, kind of the basic stuff. What is the length of that? Is it something like, let's say somebody tries Stitcher for a while and after 4 months they go, yeah, you know what, this isn't worth it, or for whatever reason they want to cancel. What's that process?
Actually, they can cancel at any time per the contract. We hope they never will. They hope they love the service and want to be on it forever. They love the flexibility it offers to their listeners and the love that they can find a new audience based on our listeners as well. So, but absolutely, it's not exclusive and it's not binding in any way. There's no date range.
Awesome. Well, that makes it. So it's non-exclusive and there's no long-term contract. It's, you know, if you want it, here it is. Here's what you have to do, and off you go. So that makes life
yep.
easy. Awesome.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be
as, you know, as user-friendly for podcasters as possible. We really love, you know, what's happening in the world of podcasting and want to support that as much as possible and, you know, providing a platform and an additional distribution channel for podcasters, and hopefully to help them monetize too.
Absolutely. I guess that's a question. What inspired Stitcher in the first place?
Our CEO was a avid podcast listener and just was getting really frustrated about how kind of complicated it was to plan ahead, essentially, and saw that void of, you know, I can't stand that I have to, like, think about what I want to grab and go. And so thought there must be a better way to do this, and thus came up with Stitcher, where, you know, the stuff is streamed instead of downloaded. And it you don't have to make a plan to be listening to your favorite show. You can, you know, get it whenever you want it.
Right, and you can cut the synchronization cord to iTunes, which is a beautiful thing.
Exactly. It makes it a lot faster.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of like, what? It's going to take 20 minutes? Come on.
So, well, we mentioned earlier that Stitcher is going to end up in cars. I saw on your blog where, you know, there's Buick and I think Chevy and there's Sonos, which is the wireless.
We have announced deals with partnerships with both GM and Ford, which is super exciting. And Stitcher was included in the pilot programs with those as well as Pandora, as I mentioned before. You know, sometimes we get compared to them mm-hmm. On the talk side. And so we're on the pilot programs with them where we will be embedded. Well, there's kind of two ways that it works, but it's really embedded into the dashboard, or you sync your phone to the dashboard and then you can access your Stitcher account via voice activation or controls on the radio, controls on the steering wheel. So, you know, it's all about safety and understanding that people are using their phones as their, you know, media centers. And Ford and GM and others to follow really want to make sure that it's a safe experience and it's easy for users, drivers. So, you know, have launched with a few apps to do that. And it's really exciting to be in the dashboards of cars because, you know, that's where people are really doing their listening.
Awesome. Well, if somebody wants to, well, obviously, if you want to download the app to your phone, we have a special a link for that. You can just go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. If you're a podcaster and you want to get involved and get your podcast on Stitcher, where would they go to do that?
They go right to stitcher.com, and there's a content provider link. And it's a very simple form, just a couple pieces of information. And then it goes, you know, we process it. Like I mentioned, we just built that partner portal. So we weren't able to get people through. So we do have a bit of a wait list right now, which is probably about 2 weeks just to manage expectations to get new partners loaded in. We're finally rocking with it since we've launched the portal, but unfortunately it did create a bit of a backlog. But it, usually we're right on it. But that's where you go, Stitcher.com to the content provider page. There's a link right at the bottom. And submit it, and you will hear from us very shortly, and then once you're up and rolling, it's a really quick process.
All right. Well, thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk to us, and good luck with everything Stitcher.
Thanks so much, Dave. Best of luck to you guys.
All right. There you have it. And I have been playing with Stitcher on my phone, and it is actually really cool for discovering other podcasts. Now, if you want to download the app, you can simply go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. And you can actually, you know, get the School of Podcasting there, but that'll get the app right there on the phone. Then just use Dave J when you register, and it's a cool way to do that. There's a little bit of an incentive there for me, so thank you very much for supporting the show. So that is going to do it. Let me remind you that if you are looking to start a podcast, well, number one, I realize today's a little bit of a longer show, so I'm feeling rushed, but I'm just going to, okay. Otherwise, you won't be able to understand what I'm saying. If you're brand new to podcasting, as in brand new, please, please contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or call it in, 888-563-3228. I'm actually thinking of trying something, but I need some people that are brand new. So please contact me if you're doing that. Now, if you're ready to start right now, I have step-by-step tutorials. They're out at the School of Podcasting, and we also have resources. So if you're looking for music for your podcast, if you're looking for tools to help monetize your podcast, it is all out there, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can sign up for a week if you just want to try it, or a month, or a year, all of the above, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening again. I really do. I deeply appreciate that. I hope you sense my passion for podcasting and just my deep gratitude, because I am at times I overextend myself, and I understand how busy people are, and so the fact that you are sharing your attention with me is just greatly, deeply appreciated. So thank you so much. Till next week, class is dismissed.